This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled The Ship, The Tomb, and the Truth. Why the Real Jesus Rose Again. Why the Real Jesus Rose Again. It offers a simplified explanation of what Christians mean when they say Jesus truly rose from the dead, not just spiritually but bodily. Using the Ship of Theseus as a way to think about identity and transformation, this version walks through what early Christians believed, what scripture teaches, and why resurrection means the real you, body, soul, and spirit fully restored. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements, such as section headings, the appendix materials, and the full bibliography, have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D., Defend the Word Ministries. North Point Church. Introduction. Some people think the resurrection of Jesus is just a spiritual story. Others think it's a metaphor or a legend. But the resurrection is more than just a hopeful tale, it's a real, historical, and physical event. In this paper, we'll explore what it means to say that Jesus truly rose from the dead, why that matters, and what it means for us today. What does a ship have to do with the resurrection? There's an old philosophical puzzle recorded by Plutarch called the Ship of Theseus. Imagine a ship where, over time, every wooden plank gets replaced. If you rebuilt the ship using all the original parts somewhere else, which one would be the real ship? This raises a big question. What makes something or someone the same over time, even if parts change? Now think about resurrection. If your body decays or is burned or eaten by animals, how can it rise again and still be you? How the early church thought about resurrection. The early Christians didn't avoid tough questions. People like Gregory of Nyssa, Tertullian, and Origen wrestled with how the dead could rise again. They believed that God knows and remembers every part of us, and that He can bring our bodies back, transformed and glorified, but it is still us. They didn't believe in recreation or copying, but in resurrection, the real you made new. The Bible says Jesus rose in the same body. After Jesus died, His tomb was empty. He appeared to His followers, and they touched Him, ate with Him, and talked with Him. He even showed them His scars. That wasn't a ghost or a copy, it was Jesus. The Bible says, "A spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have," Luke 24 verse 39. This matters because Jesus' resurrection shows us what our future resurrection will be like too. What happens when we get this wrong? Some groups, like Jehovah's Witnesses, teach that Jesus didn't really rise in His body. They say His body dissolved and that He returned to being the spirit being known as Michael the Archangel. In their view, He didn't rise in the same body that was crucified. Instead, He reappeared as a spirit, creating temporary physical forms when needed. But that's not what the Bible teaches. If Jesus' body was simply dissolved, the tomb might technically be empty, but not because He rose from the dead. It would be empty because God removed His body. That's not a resurrection, that's a disappearance. The resurrection is not just about an empty tomb, it's about the same person who died coming back to life in the same body, now glorified. The person who appears after death is a spirit being with a new form and only the old memories, that's not the same Jesus. That's someone else. Resurrection means transformation, not replacement. Why this matters for you? Jesus really rose from the dead in a glorified body, then death isn't the end for us either. Christian hope isn't just about spirits floating off to heaven. In fact, many believers don't realize how close that idea is to ancient Gnostic thinking, which saw the physical world as something to escape. But the Bible teaches something better. It's about the whole person, body, soul, and spirit, being made new and alive again in the new earth. Revelation 21 verses 1 and 4 and Romans 8 verse 23. God cares about the real you. Resurrection is personal, powerful, and promised. Conclusion. The resurrection of Jesus isn't just a story, it's the turning point of history. And it's not just about Him. It's about you too. Cause He rose, you can rise. Cause His body came out of the tomb, your body can too. Not a copy. Not a spirit. The real you, fully alive.